dendrite stinging my remaining eye. I finally managed to reach the station, only to find that the bus replacement service had broken down. After wondering to myself whether or not it should actually be called a train replacement service, I walked out onto the concourse and noticed the giant screen seemed to have been tampered with, probably by a junior employee. Disgruntled commuters were being regaled with some dismal TVM involving a tug-of-war custody battle. Stockard Channing held sway. Down in the high street, somebody careered out of boots without due care or attention. I suggested they learn some pedestrian etiquette, i.e. sidelines of the store gingerly, embrace the margin. Fat kids with sausage rolls, poor sons conducting polls. There's a man with a mullet going mad with a mallet in Millets. I tried to put everything into perspective, set it against the scale of human suffering, and I thought of the Mugabe government and the children of the Calcutta Railways. This worked for a while, but then I encountered Primark FM. Overhead a rainbow appears in black and white. I guess this must be national. This surely must be national. Don't tell me it's national.
May the Lord have mercy on Stringy Bob.